Tina usually, as our lay leader, comes and reads the Old Testament lesson, but since she's not here, I'll do it, and I'm honored to do it. But if you'd ever want to do that, just let me know. We'll fit you right in, and I know Tina would appreciate it too. Our Old Testament reading this morning comes from Isaiah, a wonderful prophet that prophesied so many things that we look at pertaining to Jesus, the coming of the Messiah. In chapter 55, this is an invitation to the Lord's salvation. Now, salvation was available before Christ came, but salvation is now offered in a way that is given us more grace. But salvation was always part of the Jewish heritage too. And, of course, with our Judeo-Christian principles, it's still available. Isaiah 55, verses 1 through 9. New Living Translation says this. Is anyone thirsty? Come and drink. Even if you have no money, come. Take your choice of wine and milk. It's all free. Why spend your money on food that does not give you strength? Pay for food that does you no good? Listen, I will tell you where to get food that is good for the soul. Come to me with your ears open. Listen, for the life of your soul is at stake. I am ready to make an everlasting covenant with you. Now this is Isaiah prophesying. I will give you all the mercies and unfailing love that I have promised to David. He displayed my power by being my witness and a leader among the nations. You will also command the nations, and they will come running to obey. Because I, the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, have made you glorious. Seek the Lord while you can find him. Call on him while he is near. Let the people turn from their wicked deeds. Let them banish from their minds the very thought of doing wrong. Let them turn to the Lord that he may have mercy on them. Yes, turn to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. My thoughts are completely different from yours, says the Lord, and my ways are far above anything you can imagine. For just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. May God add his blessings to the reading of part of chapter 55 of Isaiah.